Hello, my name is Chu Ying Mak from GCI Klang in Malaysia. A few years ago, three of us ladies joined with our GCI Philippine sisters in a study course. And out of these classes, God gave me a gift. Stop fearing what people think. Even before classes ended, I knew I had been changed. I have received a sense of peace, freedom, joy, confidence, and only God can do that. What follows after kind of flows naturally. God prompted a scripture, Mark 12, verse 30 to 31. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. And with this prompting comes the desire to really see my thoughts, desires, and behavior as my offering and worship to God, as my response. Actually, I haven't figured out much how to translate all this into my ministry with Christ. But what makes me come alive now is the belief that God loves to be with me, no matter my moods, efforts, or circumstances, and to live in more moments believing that He is close, whether I feel it or not. So now, my ministry with Christ is ways to remind myself of this belief and to remind those around me of this belief. That's why, in the ordinary time of my ordinary life now, I see doing anything new as a high challenge from God with His highest support. And my ministry with Christ now includes volunteer to lead praise and worship during worship services, even though my voice trembled at times, speak up and offer my thoughts in Zoom meetings, because God loves His church and I desire to be a part of that. Share with the ladies' club what insights I come across in my readings. And recently, I enjoy posting scripture in the form of a love note from God, such as from Matthew 23, verse 37 comes, "Child, will you let me protect you, provide for you, God?" From Psalms 56, 8 and Romans 8, 28 comes, "Dear one, I collect tears and ashes each time your heart breaks. I waste nothing. I redeem, God." And my latest from John 3, 16 and Mark 12, 30 to 31 comes, "Oh, my delight, when I say I love you, I don't do it halfway. I give you all of me. Now, will you love me and give me all of you, God?" My husband and I are empty nesters and he is retired now. And this also is a most wonderful time to just follow God wherever He leads. Praise God and God's blessings on you.